Well, good evening. Great to see everyone out this evening. Tonight, as you can see behind me, is the singing and scripture reading. I'm very excited about that. See everyone get up here and to read verses and sing songs. And so I'm going to hand it over to I don't remember who's first, but I appreciate you, whoever it was. So thank you.
Is reading from John, first chapter, and the first five verses. And it goes like this: In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him. And apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it.
Selection this evening will be 226, How Great Thou Art. We'll sing all four verses. Then I believe I have our opening prayer.
Now so, O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder.
together. Our God and our Father, as we enter into this worship service this evening, we pray, Father, that we will glorify you in our song, that we will edify each other with the reading of your word, and that we will join together as a group and praise you this evening. We ask, Father, that as we go through this service, that we do all things in spirit and in truth. We ask, Father, that you would protect our hearts as we are gathered together, that we will see the good in all, and that we will look to edify one another. Father, we know we have brethren that are suffering. We pray that you would comfort them, that you would be with them, be with their families, be with the medical staff that sees to them. And we ask, Father, that you guard their hearts during this time of trial, realizing that things can be difficult, that they will lean on you and lean into you for support and guidance, and knowing that all will be well as they are children of yours. Father, as we consider ourselves and our weaknesses, we ask, Father, that you forgive us of our sins, and that you strengthen us where we are weak, and Father, where we are strong, allow us to be humble, realizing that the evil one is about and can influence us to think that we are strong enough by ourselves, but we can only survive if we have you dwelling in us each day. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
First John chapter 1, 5 through 7. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his son cleanses us from all sin.
John 8, 12. Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life.
Supplement, light the fire.
Thank you. reading Ephesians chapter 4, beginning in verse 32. I'll be reading out of the English Standard Version. Be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God and Christ forgave you. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God.
Next song is number 968. We'll sing this one probably a touch faster than what we're used to.
John chapter 9, verses 4 through 9. I must work the works of him that sent me, while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, Go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came seeing. The neighbors, therefore, and they which before had seen him, that he was blind, said, Is not this he that sat and begged? Some said, This is he. Others said, He is like him. But he said, I am he.
The Lord is my light.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? And he is my strength, the defense of my life. Whom shall I fear?
Number 663, There is Sunshine in My Soul.
There is sunshine in my soul today. Peace.
Tonight's scripture reading this evening will be from Matthew 5, verses 14 through 16. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven.
There's no notes for this one, but I think most of us know it, so we'll sing This Little Light of Mine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine all the time. Hide it under a bushel.
Good evening again. I want to say thank you to everyone that participated in the singing scripture reading. Special thanks to Theo Hastings. That was his first time reading up here, being up here, but you wouldn't know from how he read and how comfortable he was. So that was certainly awesome. And everyone else did good as well. So that was good to see. Tonight, I'm sure we could tell if you read the verses, looked at the songs, we talked about shining our light and that God is our light. And I'm just going to look at that a little bit tonight. So this time of year is kind of a exciting, nervous time of year, especially for the kids, where we're going back to school, whether it's going to college or going to preschool for the first time. It's something that is certainly exciting, but also comes with a lot of opportunities. Opportunities to make friends, opportunities to see how other people view the world, how they live their lives. A lot of different opportunities. But our greatest opportunity that we have with people as we go back to school and is in our everyday lives, this isn't something that just applies to kids, obviously, but it is to shine our light and to have opportunities to talk to people about God. From the beginning, light has been around. God spoke light into existence. As Mike read first, I remember this time, that in John 1, that the light has been there from the beginning. And so how awesome that is that light has been there. Jesus has been there from the beginning, and he comes down, he's dwelt among us. And in John 8:12 and John 9:5, verses that were both read tonight, talking about that Jesus is the light of this world. And how he certainly, while he was on this earth, showed us how to live, how to treat others. In the John 9, which Cole read, talks about how he healed the blind man. So certainly the example of being a servant as he heals that man, and the continual way of showing how to shine your light. Jesus continues to do that. And even in Matthew 5:16, he'll tell us that we are the light of the world. All right, in verse 14, he'll tell us that, in Matthew 5:14, which for us can almost be a little confusing, because in those first two verses that we read, it says that Jesus says, I am the light of the world. And then he's going to come around and say that you are the light of the world here in Matthew 5. And so, How can that be? And the answer is that we are to imitate Jesus, as Eric read in Ephesians. We're to imitate God, to be like him, to shine our lights in the way that Jesus did as well. And that's going to come in many different opportunities. Not the opportunities that we can shine our light can be in the ones that we think, like in church, where it's a little easier to shine our light when everyone else is doing it, or it can be in situations where it may be a darker situation. And we'll see that in Acts 16, if you would turn there to Acts 16, verse 25 through 31. Shining our light so that they can see our Father in heaven is certainly something that changes souls. It changes people and can help us, can help encourage us, and certainly helps encourage others as well. So in context here, Paul and Silas have been put in stocks, they've been beaten, and they're in jail. And so we're going to go ahead and read 25 through 31. So those verses say, "Now about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns of praise to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's chains were unfastened. When the jailer awoke and saw the prison doors opened, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, thinking that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul called out with a loud voice, saying, 'Do not harm yourself, for we are all here.' And the jailer asked for the lights and rushed in, and trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas. And after he brought them out, he said, 'Sirs, what must I do to be saved?' They said, 'Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household.'" So this is certainly a miraculous, maybe not a miracle, but it's certainly a very cool story that we can see where this Paul and Silas are certainly shining their lights. You imagine being a fellow prisoner, that these guys are just singing. You know, this isn't being in prison isn't a joyful time, right, and a happy time, but they're just singing praises. So it's certainly shining their light because these guys got nowhere to go, right, just sitting there listening. And so they can, they may not be able to see the light, but they can certainly hear the light that they're showing. And then this earthquake's going to happen. And from the jailer's point of view, the guard going to run in there. And certainly his feeling of what's likely going to happen to him is he's going to have a severe punishment and likely death if all these prisoners had escaped. And so his reaction of that, and yet it's not just Paul and Silas that are still there, is the amazing part of it. One of the amazing parts of this story to me is that these other prisoners that could have got up and left are still there as well. I mean, think about it. There's not more of a perfect time to escape jail than after an earthquake when everything's all nice and open for you. That's kind of the ideal, you know, time to do that. But they don't, and certainly because of the shining of the light, that Paul and Silas shining their lights affects those fellow prisoners to stay there. And also, as we see with this jailer, when Paul's going to call out and say, "Do not harm yourself, we're all here, you know, don't hurt yourself, don't kill yourself in any way." And so this jailer is going to run to Paul, and his question is a question that certainly I'm sure a lot of us have asked in our lives, is, "Sir, what must I do to be saved?" So the jailer sees this light, right? This isn't your average situation, certainly, and sees that the Paul and Silas, how they shine their light, how they live their lives, and it's, what must I do to be saved? It's the question, the concern of wanting to know how. Why are you able to be like this? Why are you acting like this? And it's the same in application for us when we go out into the world, whether it's like it's going to be at school, whether it's at work, or anything else you do. We certainly need to go out and shine our lights, and it can help others see, well, why did they act that way in the midst of being in jail for Paul and Silas? I don't plan on any of you being in jail, obviously. But certainly in any of those situations, how do they act like that when work gets busy or when school's not going great? How do they act like that? How do they treat people like that, even when people are being mean to them, or even when I'm being mean to them? Why are they so nice to me? All those different situations, people notice, whether it's just the way you walk around and smile at people, whatever it may be, your light is clearly seen, even if you think it doesn't. And also, even in situations that may seem like no one would care about your light being shined or shown, however the word is there, that in jail, right, these guys shining their light, not at your normal situation, but certainly it was very effective. And that's the same thing for us as we go out into this world, whether it, like I said, whether it's school, whether it's work, and we need to continue to shine our lights so that others can see our Father who is in heaven. And perhaps tonight you have the same question that the jailer had of, what must I do to be saved? Paul and Silas will tell this jailer in verse 31 to believe. And later on, this guy and his family will be baptized. And that's something that we need to do as well, is that we need to believe. Paul and Silas will teach them, will teach this jailer and his family the word, so we can learn more about Jesus and what we need to do to be saved, and ultimately to be baptized and live faithfully until death. And so that's certainly an opportunity if you haven't taken that step, that is available all the time, but certainly right now as well. And if you have maybe fallen away, if you maybe need help shining your light or any struggles, anything at all, we have people here that would love to pray for you, and people that certainly care about you and love to help you given the opportunity. But whatever you may need this evening, please come forward as we stand and sing.